the devil's advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I almost did a little Peter Brady there. Did you hear that? I'll hit puberty any day now. I hope.
It's all right, sir.
We were talking about loyalty in, you know, regards to the Trump administration.
Yes, I'm more pubescent than you, sir.
I'm going to have to sing out the Peter Brady, time to change. Let me get back to this piece at the Post. I want to get through this before the fine guest coming soon. Author Harvey Wasserman joins the big show. We welcome him back. But here is the opinion piece at the Post. In one almost surreal case, then White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows rushed out of Amy Coney Barrett's Supreme Court confirmation hearing to deal with the crisis. You know what the crisis was, Fancy Brian? Namely, that a young staffer at the Housing and Urban Development had liked an Instagram post by liberal pop star Taylor Swift encouraging people to vote in 2020. As the author writes, I kid you not! Right? That's the crisis? I got to leave a Supreme Court confirmation hearing for an Instagram like on a Taylor Swift post. That's what merited, you know, urgency in the Trump administration. That's clearly a sign of disloyalty.
How else are you going to burn Taylor Swift?
Vance Bryan, nor did Trump ever hide how he thought about loyalty. You may recall the time he complained about the common prosecutorial practice of convincing those facing criminal charges to testify against the higher-ups, as is often done, you know, let's say with organized crime. He said, it's called flipping, and it almost ought to be illegal. Doesn't like the flipping. You know, the rolling up on the boss demands the loyalty. You know, I wonder if he had a thought in mind there. But anyways, as for Cassidy Hutchinson, who has provided such devastating testimony about the J6, she was an avid Trumpist and a fervent Republican. As one former White House staffer told the Post, she would have been the last person I would have ever expected to do this because she was totally enthusiastic about Trump and working in that White House. But it turned out she had other loyalties that overcame her loyalty to Trump, as did many others who moved in and out of his orbit, just as the mob bosses are so often betrayed, no matter how much they threaten their soldiers. It was inevitable that at least some of those who saw Trump's villainy up close would decide he wasn't worthy of their loyalty and tell what they knew. And back at Mar-a-Lago, Trump is no doubt enraged. The balls are probably covered in ketchup. But you can bet he's not surprised. It's exactly what he feared all along. The lack of loyalty. That was his greatest fear. That tomatoes. Someone throwing a tomato at him.
He never got explained that in order to have loyalty, you need to inspire loyalty and perhaps make people, I don't know, like you enough to be loyal to you.
But I'm sure, you know, he saw the example of his papa, Fred Trump, who never really showed him any love or affection, apparently. Something broke the kid. Something made him a broken human being. I suspect it was lack of, you know, parental love. Because, you know, even as a child, you got to think, if the petulant punk is throwing hamburgers at the wall, even his parents are, you know, the nannies don't even love much, right? But Fred Trump probably had lots of loyalty from those he, you know, signed paychecks for. It was differing times, at least publicly. What the kid would have known, because everybody knew Trump was Fred's kid, right? Well, they're not going to show disloyalty to the boss, not in front of Don, Dandy Don. Certainly they wouldn't. But his father built an empire. And most of, you know, Trump's empire, the guy who was born on third base and thought he hit a grand slam, something like that. I mean, he has been squandering away his father's inheritance to him. Hell, they created a whole criminal enterprise about trying to double bill the invoices. There was a whole Pulitzer Prize winning New York Times expose on the very topic. And one would hope, you know, the fact that we have so much evidence of Trump's criminality. I mean, the accountants have turned over all they know. We've got tapes of Trump threatening people in Georgia, specifically, what, Raffensperger, 11,780 votes. Just one more than we got. One more than you need, right? To win. And the fact that Mike Pence, I mean, think about this, the greatest example of disloyalty in the entire Trump administration. Mike Pence, a guy who would sell his soul, not even for rock and roll, because, you know, rock and roll is the devil's music, according to Mike Pence. He'd sell his soul for some good gospel church music on a Sunday morning. And yet, this sellout, because it's not selling out to Christianity. Pence is just a sellout. What sort of a, I mean, think about this. What sort of a real Christian man would ever associate themselves with the Trump presidency? You know, there was more loyalty shown to political ambition by Mike Pence than to either God or country. But ultimately, think about this. Trump wanted Mike Pence to get hung. Thought he deserved it. You know, thought he what? Owed it to him, right? Thought he owed it to himself. Thought he owed it to the nation. Wanted to continue to govern. Wanted to continue to lead. And to do so, Mike Pence, you know, didn't have the courage, didn't have the loyalty to do the right thing. Became something of a, you know, an impediment, let's say. Come back. Got a fine guest joining me next. We welcome back author Harvey Wasserman. The People's Spiral of U.S. History is the topic. Indigenous people, they have had a longer history on the subject of abortion than we've had a Declaration of Independence, a Constitution, kind of predates. So anyways, Harvey's got some unique thoughts. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates, a whopper of a Wednesday edition. Sure do hope so. Special orders don't upset us. Hold the pickles, hold the lettuce. You know, Whoppers, Burger King. There's a new one in Middleton. I might have to eat a Whopper soon.
Some more secret sauce.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
It happened again.
You have failed me for the last time.
If I had a girlfriend, she'd kill me.
I have